Hello and welcome to the very first MechHead podcast for all you BattleTech lovers out there. It is October the 23rd and we are about to get started. If you don't know what BattleTech is, why are you listening to this podcast? Well, if you don't know what BattleTech is, go to wikipedia.org, hopefully you know what that is, and type in and search for BattleTech. And I know this podcast doesn't sound as good as all these other ones that you've been listening to, but it's my first one, so give me a break. Okay, first thing is weapons of the week. This one is the PPC / ERPPC. Now, I know that this weapon is a favorite of many, many people, and also because it's a lot of the canon Balmix out there. I think it is okay, but it's very inefficient. 10 heat for only 10 damage with the regular PPC. And also, there's a minimum range to count in, so it's okay, but could be better. I gave it 5 stars. I would give it 5 stars. It's a pretty good weapon, but if you're up close range, under 3 hexes, or under, you're screwed. So the ERPPC is a lot better because it takes out the minimum range requirement and gives you a lot more range. But the only real good one is the clan one, so not really too good there, but hey, you could have a worse weapon. And now, mech of the week. Now, everyone's favorite mech, the BNC-3E Banshee. Now, if you don't remember what this one is by the numbers, I don't. This is that big 95 tonner going 4-6, avoiding 3, yes, 3 weapons. People call it really crappy, but it isn't that bad, even though it max damage is 16 at a range of 3, which is pretty impossible to do with PPC and AC5, but versus light mech with no long range weaponry, i.e. most of them, it can seriously kill them. And also, if they get up close, well, then you got the big battle fist going in. So I gave about 4 stars. Tips, now it's time for tips and strategies of the week. Unfortunately, since it's the first one, there will be none for this week. But if you have any really good stuff that you'd like to tell me, email me at sam128wars@hotmail.com, no caps. And now on to the vehicle of the week, the Musketeer Hover Tank. Straight from TRO-3067. It's a Fed Sun's vehicle, and I'd say it's very good for cavalry lances. It's got a RAC-2, 2 Streak SM-2s, the 7-11, and has tag. It's a 50 tonner though, but it's got an ice engine, so it's pretty cheap. It's got enough armor to survive an AC-20 hit, well, standard AC-20 hit, from near every location, and it has case. So if you're looking for a good cavalry tank that can take hits and survive, the crew can survive, then I'd say it's pretty great. But the RAC can jam, it is a hovercraft, so it can go everywhere. So in its moment, I'd give it about an 8 or so. And just because the rating is for a cavalry unit, if it was a assault unit, I'd probably give it 4 or so stars. Now onto original stuff of the week. This covers mechs, vehicles, design, all designable types, combinations, or even a weapon system or unit that you really think would be cool. If you made up, send it my way at sam128wars@hammer.com, and I'll talk about them or even post them in my blog. And I do have a lot of my own designs as well that I'll talk about. And for all you airspace lovers out there, I haven't really played any much in airspace, so be willing to send me some cool ones and I'll post them. I'll have airspace of the week as well. Site of the week. This week's site is one that I'm very fond of. TRO42.com. First founded about 2 years ago. Great site. It's got a bunch of mech and vehicle designs and a couple airspace too. And most of them have pictures that people made themselves on a computer, which is pretty great. You get to see what the things look like. Their pictures aren't grand, like they're up CG, but they're better than what you think they look like, and really good designs too. There are also forums, which, oh, I love the forums, I'm part of it. Got some great information on there. I'd say probably right now, second best to the Classic Battletech forums, classicbattletech.com. Great forums right there. If you go on there at 5, come on back at 5:30, there's new things there. It's just incredible. I give tiro42.com 10 stars. Yes, 10. That about wraps it up for this very short show. Send all your suggestions, designs, and comments to sam128wars@hama.com. But do not send any heavy metal files because I'm using Mac. Yeah, don't hate for that. I know. But can't help it. Sorry. And also check out my blog, livegeneral.com/users/wars128. Thank you. See y'all later, mechheads.